This is the Spanish Head Start for Puerto Rico Self-Evaluation Quiz, Module 1, Unit 1. You will hear 10 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause provided. Then you will hear the correct response. If you can respond to the situations correctly during the pauses, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Ready? Here is situation 1. You are a chief attending a party in the evening with your wife, Lisa. You see Mr. Gomez. Greet him and introduce your wife to him.
Buenas noches, señor Gomez. Le presento a mi esposa, Lisa.
Situation 2. Let's suppose that you have just been introduced to the wife of one of your friends. Tell her that you are glad to meet her.
Mucho gusto.
Or,
mucho gusto, señora.
Situation 3. Assume that you are Dave Scott and that you have just been introduced to someone. Give that person your full name and say, at your service.
Dave Scott, para servirle.
Or,
Dave Scott, a sus órdenes.
Situation 4. You are Lieutenant Hudson, and I am Mr. Rodriguez. It is 10 o'clock in the morning. Greet me and introduce yourself.
Buenos días, señor Rodriguez. Yo soy el Teniente Hudson.
Situation 5. You want to introduce your wife, Ann, to Mr. Ramos. What would you say to Mr. Ramos?
Señor Ramos, le presento a mi esposa, Ann.
Situation 6. You want to introduce your friend Pedro to Dr. Salazar. What would you say to Dr. Salazar?
Dr. Salazar, le presento a mi amigo Pedro.
Situation 7. You want to introduce Captain Morales to Mr. Fernandez. What would you say?
Señor Fernández, le presento al Capitán Morales.
Situation 8. You see Miss Perez, whom you know, at a store downtown. It is shortly afternoon. Greet her and ask, how are you?
Buenas tardes, señorita Pérez. ¿Cómo está usted?
Situation 9. A lady has just been introduced to Mr. Ramos. How would she tell Mr. Ramos that she is delighted?
Encantada, señor Ramos.
Or?
Encantada.
Situation 10. You are Petty Officer Smith. I say to you,
Buenos días, Contramaestre Smith. ¿Cómo está usted?
How would you respond?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Or,
muy bien, gracias.
after you have given the quiz your best effort, if you still have doubts about any of your answers, check the key at the end of your book. This is the Spanish Head Start for Puerto Rico Self-Evaluation Quiz, Module 1, Unit 2. You will hear 13 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause provided. Then you will hear the correct response. If you can respond to the situations correctly during the pauses, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Ready? Situation 1. At a party, you are talking with a person you have just met. You want to ask how long that person has been living in Ceiba. What would you say?
¿Cuánto tiempo hace que vive usted en Ceiba?
Situation 2. A person asks you how long you have been living in Fajardo. How would you say that you have been living in Fajardo for 7 months?
Hace 7 meses que vivo en Fajardo.
Situation 3. Both you and another person have been asked if you like Roosevelt Roads. Answer for both of you that you like it.
Sí, nos gusta.
Or?
Sí, nos gusta Roosevelt Roads.
Situation 4. At a party, someone asks you whether you like Puerto Rico. Say yes, that you like Puerto Rico, but that it is very hot.
Sí, me gusta Puerto Rico, pero hace mucho calor.
Situation 5. You've been talking to a Puerto Rican friend who asks if you like caguas. Tell your friend that you don't like it.
No, no me gusta.
Or?
No, no me gusta caguas.
Situation 6. You would like to go to the Luquillo Beach, but you don't want to go if it's too windy there. How would you ask if it's very windy in Luquillo?
Hace mucho viento en Luquillo.
Situation 7. You have just met Mr. Perez. Ask him where he is from.
¿De dónde es usted?
Or,
¿de dónde es usted, señor Perez?
Situation 8. You have just met a couple at the Isla Verde airport. You want to ask them where they are from. What would you say?
¿De dónde son ustedes?
Situation 9. A Puerto Rican you have just met asks you and your wife where you are from. Answer for both yourself and your wife that you are from California.
Somos de California.
Situation 10. You meet a Puerto Rican who asks you,
¿Le gusta Macao?
What does he want to know? He wants to know if you like Macao. Situation 11. Someone says to you and your spouse,
¿Les gusta Ponce?
What did she ask you? She asked, if you both like ponce. Situation 12. You have some time off and would like to go to the island of Vieques. You ask a Puerto Rican if it's cold there, and he says,
No, no hace frío en Vieques, pero hace un poco de viento.
What did he say? He said that it's not cold on Vieques, but that it's a little windy. Situation 13. Mr. Ortiz asks you,
¿De dónde es usted?
How would you answer his question? You should have started your answer with,
Soy de,
followed by the place you are from. The answers to the quiz are also printed in the key at the end of your book. This is the Spanish Head Start for Puerto Rico Self-Evaluation Quiz, Module 1, Unit 3. You will hear 18 situations. Respond during the pause. Then you will hear the correct response. Situation 1. You are talking to a couple you have just met. Ask whether they have any children.
¿Tienen ustedes hijos?
Situation 2. You and your spouse have just been asked if you have any children. Answer for both of you that you have 3 children.
Tenemos 3 hijos.
Situation 3. You want to ask a lady if she has any children. How would you ask her?
¿Tiene usted hijos?
Situation 4. A Puerto Rican friend has just asked you and your spouse if you have any children. Respond for both of you that you don't have any children.
No, no tenemos hijos.
Situation 5. Assume that you want to ask 2 people where they work. What would you say?
¿Dónde trabajan ustedes?
Situation 6. At a party, you are talking to a lady you have met. You want to know where she works. Ask her.
¿Dónde trabaja usted?
Situation 7. In the course of a conversation, a gentleman asks you where you work. Tell him that you work at Roosevelt Roads.
Trabajo en Roosevelt Roads.
Situation 8. A person asks you if you work at Fort Buchanan. Say that you don't work at Fort Buchanan, that you work at Roosevelt Roads.
No, no trabajo en Fort Buchanan. Trabajo en Roosevelt Roads.
Situation 9. You and your spouse have been introduced to another couple. During your conversation, you decide to ask them where they live. What would you say?
¿Dónde viven ustedes?
Situation 10. Let's assume that you and your spouse have been asked where you live. Answer for both of you that you live in Fajardo.
Vivimos en Fajardo.
Situation 11. While talking to a Puerto Rican lady, you decide to ask where she lives. What would you say?
¿Dónde vive usted?
Situation 12. You live in Roosevelt Roads. At a social gathering, someone asks you where you live. Answer the question.
Vivo en Roosevelt Roads.
Situation 13. A Puerto Rican asks you and your spouse if you live in San Juan. How would you answer for both of you that you don't live in San Juan?
No, no vivimos en San Juan.
Situation 14. Assume that you are talking to a Puerto Rican friend. Ask him if he lives in Humacao.
¿Vive usted en Humacao?
Situation 15. You have committed a social blunder. How would you say that you are sorry?
Lo siento.
Or?
Lo siento mucho.
Situation 16. In the middle of a conversation, you realize that you must leave. Excuse yourself, saying that you are sorry, but you have to leave.
Lo siento, pero tengo que irme.
Situation 17. You and a Puerto Rican friend are winding up a conversation. Tell him that you will see him later.
Hasta la vista.
Or?
Hasta luego.
Situation 18. You are assigned to Roosevelt Roads. You, your wife, and your two daughters live in Fajardo. Answer the following questions.
¿Dónde trabaja usted?
Trabajo en Roosevelt Roads.
¿Viven ustedes en Roosevelt Roads?
No, no vivimos en Roosevelt Roads. Vivimos en Fajardo.
Or?
No, vivimos en Fajardo.
¿Tienen ustedes hijos?
Sí, tenemos dos hijas.
Or?
Sí, tenemos dos niñas.
After you have given the quiz your best effort, if you still have doubts about any of your answers, check the key at the end of the book. If you were able to respond correctly in the pauses provided, you're ready to go on to the next module.